Courage for the Conflict, July 10. God's goodness and mercy inspire courage. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23:6. Christ has given us no assurance that to attain to perfection of character is an easy matter. It is a conflict, a battle, and a march, day by day. It is through much tribulation that we enter the kingdom of heaven. In order to share with Christ in his glory, we must share in his suffering. He has overcome for us. Shall we then be timid and cowardly because of the trials that we meet as we advance? When we have a deeper appreciation of the mercy and loving kindness of God, we shall praise him instead of complaining. We shall talk of the loving watch care of the Lord, of the tender compassion of the Good Shepherd. The language of the heart will not be selfish murmuring and repining. Praise, like a clear flowing stream, will come from God's truly believing ones. They will say, "Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Why not awake the voice of spiritual song in the days of our pilgrimage? We need to study God's Word, to meditate and pray. Then we shall have spiritual eyesight to discern the inner courts of the celestial temple. We shall catch the notes of thanksgiving sung by the heavenly choir around the throne. When Zion shall arise and shine, her light will be most penetrating, and songs of praise and thanksgiving will be heard in the assembly of the saints. Little disappointments and difficulties will be lost sight of. The Lord is our helper. No one ever trusted God in vain. He never disappoints those who put their dependence on him. If we would only do the work that the Lord would have us do, walking in the footsteps of Jesus, our hearts would become sacred harps, every chord of which would send forth praise and thanksgiving to the one sent by God to take away the sin of the world.